This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 670. Today we hear from Dusk at Dawn, who asks,
how do I scrape up enough time to write when I have to work two jobs just to survive in the San Francisco Bay Area?
Leave San Francisco. That's what I had to do. One of the best decisions I ever made, though, boy, did I love living there. There are things like that in life where you really do have to make decisions like that, and it's not pretty. I've known people who've had to choose between spouses and their writing career, and because of what their writing career meant to their ability to exist as a person, they chose the writing career. By comparison, deciding where to live is a lot easier. If you're wanting to write seriously, professionally, or even just as a serious hobby, you need to be able to carve out the time to do it. And if you live in a place that is so expensive that between the job or jobs and the commute time and everything else, you simply don't have it in you to put even a couple hundred words down a day, then you gotta move. Or you got to get a cheaper apartment or whatever it is that you've got to do. You can also find ways to carve out if you've got, you know, a comfortable writing laptop that you can carry with you. You can find ways to carve out and write on breaks, but you do have to teach yourself to write in short, concentrated bursts. And I know people who have done that, too. I know people who have composed entire novels in break rooms. I myself have composed entire novels in bars at conventions in between panels. Totally can be done, but you do have to sort of work on building that specific skill. Any creative career is super high risk. To be a creative professional that's making a living at what they do, you have to not just be really good at what you do, but you have to be really good at all the support stuff that goes around that. You have to become good at the support stuff that goes around it. The business stuff, the bookkeeping, the legal, all that boring crap. And it starts with your craft, and you have to be able to put the hours into getting really good at these various things. If you've got a very limited time in which to develop these things, you've got two choices. You either have to resign yourself to it's going to take a while to get up to the level you want to be at, or you have to change the other elements in your life to allow you more time to develop, because it's going to be roughly the same number of hours, but you've got to change the other circumstances in your life to allow you to work those hours in fewer years so that you can get to the fun part that much faster. So whether your issue is family obligations or a inhospitable economic climate or a really demanding job or having to chop a lot of firewood in the months of June and July so that you can be warm in the months of December and January, which is something I'm going to be facing this coming year, there's going to be times when you have to make trade-offs. And the trick to being a long-term professional in any creative career is that you say yes to your craft and your business more often than you say no. And you say no to the things that take you away from it more often than you say yes. And you do that consistently over years. That's what it takes to make a career in the arts. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.